Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program. I hope you enjoy it. Hello and welcome back. This is Consider This Northumberland, and I'm your host, Robert Washburn, and you're listening to Northumberland 89.7 FM. At a time when so many community groups and organizations are looking for money to sustain themselves and their good works within Northumberland, it seems there's never enough good ideas floating around to help them raise money. Not that long ago, a group of women in the community decided to take on the task of raising money in a very non-traditional way. By simply giving a little, they are finding ways that they are able to contribute a lot. Here to tell me just how this works is Sam Campbell. She represents 100 women. Welcome to Consider This, Sam.
Thank you, Robert. I'm glad to be here.
Now, tell us about this most interesting group of women and what they're doing.
Well, basically, it's a group of women who really want to give back to the community and some of the organizations in Northumberland that, as you mentioned, are having struggles getting funding, whether it be through the government or private donors. And so the idea came about many years ago in the U.S., where a group of women will collectively get together, pool their resources financially, and basically have a forum where charities could come in and present. And then we take a vote and we give them the donation.
All right, so it sounds a little bit like United Way in the same idea that they raise money from the community and then there's applications and then they hand that money out. That's really interesting. Now, why a group of 100 women? Where did that come from, the idea of 100?
Well, I think the idea comes from power in numbers. So if you can get at least 100 women, and here in Northumberland, we do $50 a meeting. We have four meetings a year, so that's an annual gift of $200. And if we pool that all together, one charity could get upwards of $5,000 or more at each meeting.
All right. Why is it gender specific?
Well, it's not really gender specific, I think, in any other way than we just wanted to get the women together. And there is also a 100 men group and a 100 kids group. And I think it's just one of those things where certain charities may speak to one gender over the other. But it's the idea of collectively coming together in a social format, but also being able to donate as well.
Describe the social aspect of the organization.
Sure. So every meeting, we have a social hour. So we all get together and we get the chance to catch up with old friends, meet new friends. It's a great networking opportunity as well. And then what happens after that first social hour is that's when the charities come in and present. And we all take a vote and they actually get presented with the funds that evening.
So it literally takes place four times a year?
Correct. We meet four times a year, and the reason for that is we didn't want it to be too overwhelming. We wanted people to feel that they can contribute but still be involved in it, but it's not too much. So it's only four times a year, $50 a meeting. So again, it's not a huge strain on the pocketbook, but it's really something where we get together collectively. We try and meet usually in the spring and in the fall so that nobody's having to meet over the summer, which is a busy time for a lot of people.
Now, where did this start? Overall, the original 100 women.
Well, it actually started in Michigan, actually, with Karen Dunnigan. And she just sort of had this idea of getting women together and, again, pooling their resources. Because you as an individual, if you give a donation, it's very kind and very generous. But sometimes your donation can't make a difference. This way, if you collect them together, it's a bigger amount. And it really can make a huge difference for some of these charities.
When you say giving individually, not making a difference, what the sort of collective action of doing $50? I mean, is there this sense of raising money beyond that, or is it just simply the women come together, here's the money, this is the amount at this time, or is there activities where you raise extra money and therefore give more? Is it just the one-time donation?
It's just the one-time donation. So depending on how many women come to the meeting, we have upwards of about 140 members now. So if 140 members come, then the donation would be well over $5,000, which is fantastic for some of our small community partners.
So how did it, you said initially that it started in Michigan, how did it end up in Northumberland?
Well, as you probably know, Nicole Beattie, one of our counselors, is a very very driven young woman, and she's a very charitable young woman as well. And so she found out about this when she was working and living in Australia. And when she relocated back to Northumberland, she decided that this was something that she wanted to try and see if she could launch. And with other friends, that's how it all came about.
Now, how did you get involved?
So I actually saw something on Facebook, I think it was last year, and when I found out Nicole was behind it, I phoned her up and said, this is incredible, we have to get more people doing this. And so I started by going to the June meeting, and then subsequently went to the September and the November meeting, and now I'm part of the steering committee that's going to help with membership and marketing.
So tell me a bit about the organization locally and how it's structured and how it functions.
So it's pretty straightforward, actually. We have a steering committee, and then we basically invite everybody to the meetings. They make their donation before the meeting. Every 100 group is a little bit different. I notice even the 100 men is a little bit different than the 100 women in how they announce which charities will be presenting. But usually that's the regular flow. Everybody comes to the meeting, has the social hour, and then usually the charity that was granted the donation at the previous meeting, they'll come in and speak and basically let us know what they've been doing with those funds, which is great. So you actually get to see your dollars at work. And then the three charities then present, and we all take a vote. And the charity gets chosen, and we move on.
How many charities have come forward so far? How many have you donated to thus far?
Well, so far, I believe it's 2016 we launched. I think we've probably got about 14. I think it is. I'd have to double check that number, but yeah, it's usually four a year that we get to do.
So tell me a bit about the various groups that you've given to.
So in 2019, we had four recipients, and the most recent one was Cornerstone Family Violence Prevention Center. They were awarded the grant in November 2019, and they received $5,700. Transition House was September. And Hamilton Township Community Works was in June, and Sounds of the Next Generation was in April. So those are the four most recent ones.
Now, tell me a bit about the criteria that you use. So if I'm listening to this and I have a group that I think might fit with this, can you tell us the parameters in which you use to decide?
So you have to be a registered charity, and you have to service the Northumberland area. Now, your head office doesn't need to necessarily be in Northumberland, but you have to have at least a chapter here that services the Northumberland region.
All right, so that sounds on a very broad level, like lots of groups would do it. How then do you decide individually? What are the factors that go into the decision to say, okay, this group over that group, or, you know, as you said, Cornerstone over something else that might apply?
Yeah, so basically the criteria is really just being a charitable registered charity, being in Northumberland, and then once you get nominated by one of the members, you then get put into a pool and your name just gets drawn out. So it's all based on chance, whether or not you get to present at the next meeting.
And then in the presentation, are there factors that you're taking into consideration?
Of course, yes. So one of the things that often comes up is they want to know how these charities are funded. Do they get government funding? Are they one of the United Way members? So oftentimes it's the story that people tell when they present that speaks to the hearts of the women and whether or not they'll vote for them over somebody else.
Okay, so you take a group like Cornerstone. I mean, they're funded by the provincial government. They receive monies from United Way. They fundraise on their own. What makes them so deserving as compared to, say, another group that would be coming in?
Well, it's all personal, I think, in the decision-making process. I think when we had the presentation from Cornerstone, they were at a particularly vulnerable time whereby they were over capacity. And they're looking for ways to be able to bring in more beds and more space. So it was a timing thing for them.
Okay. Now, is it a democratic system that you use when you vote? Does everybody get a ballot and you put it in a box? How does that work?
Correct, yes. So basically what it is everybody does get a ballot. So after the three presentations, you basically write down who you choose and it goes into a ballot box. And then it is counted by a couple of different people just to make sure the count is proper. And then it is announced who the winner is that evening.
So if I'm listening to this, this sounds like an absolutely fabulous thing. What is it for you that makes it different than, say, donating your time to United Way, which is a, sounds like a very similar group? They go out, raise money, similar kind of system in distributing it. Why this group over United Way or some other organization or foundation, or why not donate your time to Cornerstone specifically? What mm-hmm. what is it that attracts you?
Well, I think for me personally, it's a learning thing. You know, I've been in the community for 21 years, but because I was a commuter for so many years, I didn't have an opportunity to get involved in the community. So for me, I get to learn about all of these wonderful organizations that are in Northumberland that I didn't know about. And this is my small way to give back to them, but I can also give back to them in other ways. So for example, when the Hamilton Township Community Works presented, I had no idea that we had a food bank in Hamilton Township, which is where I reside. So after that, rather than donating my food to other areas, I took it directly up to the Beaudely Arena so that it goes directly to the Hamilton Township group. So for me, it's an education and being able to learn and meet new people in the area.
The networking aspect of this, you've mentioned mm-hmm. it now several times in your comments. What makes it particularly powerful in terms of bringing women together to do this kind of charitable work?
Well, I think, you know, when you take a look at it, there's a lot of like-minded women who are a part of this. And so we all want to make a difference in our community and we all want to help as much as we can. And some women, if they have young kids or if they're working a couple of jobs, they may not have the time to do regular charitable work. And this is an opportunity that four times a year, you can actually make a difference.
The membership, can you talk about the type of people that are coming? I know you're a businesswoman and a successful businesswoman. Ms. Beattie is a successful politician and very much a community activist and involved in many ways. What other types of people come out and are involved in this?
It's an interesting question. I think there's all sorts of walks of life. We have a lovely group of retired women who get together, and they love the aspect of being able to get involved and be around other women, but also make a difference in their community. We're really trying to encourage younger women to come out, so this is one of the reasons why we put out the press release and trying to get other people to come out, because I think sometimes people are overwhelmed with the idea of community work and charitable work, and it doesn't have to be that overwhelming. And that's why we're really trying to impress on people it's only four times a year, but you can make a sizable difference. We also, as I mentioned, we do have the 100 men group and 100 kids group. So we're really trying to get that whole mindset of children being charitable as well, and so that it's something that they grow up with and they will then in turn become part of the 100 men or the 100 women group in later years.
Do you think this kind of organization reflects a bit of the modern reality for people who are very busy with a lot of time commitments, home, family, work, and find it difficult to volunteer or to be supportive? I wonder if this model does not reflect a larger social trend in terms of the challenges facing a lot of community groups.
I think you're right. And definitely, I mean, there's lots of this going on these days with the GoFundMe pages and even Facebook now for your birthday. If you wanted to do a fundraising thing, people can donate to that. And I think it is the modern day thing where a lot of people want to make a difference and they want to participate. It's just really taxing trying to find the time to do so.
Now, fundraising is a major part of our community. I mean, there's groups individually are trying to fundraise all the time. There's a lot of competition for dollars in our community. What makes being involved in this as compared to donating elsewhere advantageous or why we should be involved?
Well, I think it's one of those things where, again, it might be a personal preference. This way, you can give to a number of different organizations and not just focus your efforts on one, which I know from my life and growing up with my parents, they always like to, you know, sort of spread their donations around. And it gives you that opportunity to do that while still making a difference and still getting to meet new people in the community. So it's, again, it's a personal thing. If you want to give to one charity, I think that's great. I think the idea is just to make sure you're being considerate of charities and doing as much as you can to give to something.
All right. Well, I understand there's a big meeting coming up next Tuesday. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Sure. So this is our first kickoff meeting of 2020, and we're really excited about it. We are hoping to encourage members to come out. Members are always welcome to bring guests, and guests are welcome to come and, you know, just sort of take a look and see what it's all about before they join. We always encourage that. And whenever you start off the new year, you always want to start it off with a bang. And so that's what we're hoping to do. We're going to have some fun things going on, some fun activities, maybe some prizes, maybe some door prizes. So I don't want to give too much away.
All right. Where is it being held?
It's going to be at the Lions Center. And it's from 6 p.m. is the social hour, and 7 p.m. is the grant portion of it. So it's the Coburg Lions Community Center at 157 Elgin Street East in Coburg.
Do we know the groups that are presenting?
We do, and I don't have them with me right now, but we can check the website. Sorry about that.
Not at all. Now, you mentioned if I'm interested and I want to become a member, how do I do that?
Basically, you just go to our website, and there is a membership form that you fill out, and somebody from the steering committee will get back to you right away, and it's very simple to join.
So is there any criteria that I'm going to be judged on or that I have to clear to become a member?
Not at all. It's open to anyone and everyone.
So I come out, and as long as I'm ready to donate, then I could be a member.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Well, I want to thank Sam Campbell for coming in today and talking to us about 100 Women. I wish you the best of luck with your group, and I'm sure many, many groups will be, if they hear this, will be knocking on your door, I hope.
Well, I hope so too. Thanks so much, Robert.
My pleasure. I want to thank all the listeners today for tuning in. Please join me again next week when we'll be talking to people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So please tune in. I would also like to say to all of you who continue to write thoughtful, caring, and insightful comments to my posts on social media that social media is not always a good place to debate issues, yet I am grateful to those who demonstrate that you can still have intelligent, considered, and caring discussions online. So thank you very much. If you have any comments, questions, rants, or raves, please email me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can go to my Facebook page, Consider This. Or if you're on Twitter, you can message me at @rwash. If you would like to listen or share this or any podcast, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. There you'll find past podcasts, news, and other information about life and politics in Northumberland County. Or you can go to the radio station's website at northumberland897.ca. I'm Robert Washburn. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to listen in, and I hope over the week you will continue to consider this.